Oh, we're live again. We're recording now. You don't understand. Four times I've tried to record a new stream. First time I recorded 70 minutes and the microphone didn't work. Second time the internet got pulled out. Then the third, now it just keeps cutting out and it won't record, it won't stream. So I'm just going to do a recording for YouTube. Unbelievable. Unbelievable people. People. Jesus. The Holy Spirit is Lord, guys, honestly. Don't be afraid of him. Just come into him. The world has not demonstrated the Holy Spirit to us at all. It's completely kept everybody in slavery and bondage. People are in there. Their lives are terrible because the Holy Spirit has been hidden from everybody. Not because the Holy Spirit, just because the Holy Spirit can't move in those type of vessels. Those ministers who think they're ministers of righteousness but are actually liars and they're under demonic systems. They don't have any care in the world for you. Their only care is for their families and their own family line. They don't give a shit about you, your family, or anyone. And the families that went before us, the generation that went before us, I mean, not everybody was set free. I mean, you look at our parents and stuff and like they just got totally fucked by the system. And the people that were supposed to be setting them free were their brothers and sisters in Christ who, you know, came, who got the glory, who came through and got the revelation of Christ. And then they went and started their own ministries and then their own demonic systems to keep everybody in trapped instead of going back and getting their brothers and sisters. It's an abomination. And then what that did is that just affected our generation. And then we didn't, do you think they're going to come and tell us about this great God that set them free or this great God that lives in heaven? No, because they didn't know him. They didn't get told about him. So we didn't get told about him. And so we all miss out, right? Because of these fake preachers out there that are sitting there preaching that, you know, the glory is here and the glory is there and this and that. And they're just rubbish. There's nothing on them. They've got no glory on them. They've got a counterfeit demonic religion and a counterfeit demonic Holy Spirit. And there's no glory in it. This is citrine. And it means wealth. And wealth we shall have. Because it's our inheritance, right? It's actually the law. The law is that we don't have to live in that slavery system ever again. That we are completely free to come under the law of Christ. That law, when we're under that law, it's the wages for sin are death, right? So why does that system keep you in sin? I mean, everybody's in sin. What's sin? Separated from God. Okay, these people are, they tell you, oh, you're doing this wrong and you're naughty and you're bad and you've got all this shit going on in your life. I mean, do you think we're fucking dumb? We know it, where our lives have got all this shit going on in them, but how do we get out of it? I mean, they've built this system and this structure and this society so much around us that everywhere we turn, it's sin. Because God's not in it. So we don't have a choice. They give you option A and option B. Which one do you want? As if it's a free choice. There's no free choice there. The only choice is in the way. Which they don't preach to you. Because if they preach that to you, then you'd actually be set free. And then they wouldn't have any more slaves. There was a time back in history where they, before we had a printing press, before we had the Bible, before we had any books. And there's only limited people that were able to read. They weren't educated. You know what I mean? I mean, there were rich people and then everybody else was a slave. And they would like serve them and live in their homes, and just, you know, people were just slaves. And one rich man would read aloud his book, and everyone would gather around to listen to the educated man read, you know, and then they would all get a little bit of knowledge. And people would come alive when they would hear those type of words, because it made them like, wow, you know, we don't hear this stuff every day. And, you know, those slaves would listen into those words that were being spoken, like why they're serving the tea and the coffee and getting all these things for the people. Those slaves would hear it and they'll be like, wow, like they would hear it, and they'll try and learn the words, and they'll try and like really listen to what was, you know, secretly, because they're not allowed to learn. So they'll secretly try to hear what was going, like what was being taught. And so they could have their spirit fed, because if you don't have your spirit fed, you die, you're dead. And so this was the only way. And so not everybody had a Bible, and even the language back then, the English was like, there was nobody could understand it, or they couldn't read it. They changed the language. They actually changed the language, so you could not, it changed over time. So a lot of meaning was lost, and a lot of people couldn't understand how to put it together. English is the hardest language to understand and to learn, right? Purposely to keep you locked out. Not everybody can read. So these people that would, then the printing press came, right? Where they had the Industrial Revolution, and the printing press was made available. And the printing press was where it was a mass production, where they'd be able to print mass amounts of books. And because they were only writing on scrolls, I mean, a scroll would cost $5,000 for one piece of papyrus paper. And I said it was very rare to be able to get like paper to be able to write on. So that's why the Bible is a, you know, it's a masterpiece, and it's a miracle that God actually got these inspired men to be able to write this information down and transcribe it, because we didn't have that wasn't possible, you know. So to be able to actually get this much is a treasure, okay? And they didn't want us to read these things. They didn't want us to have information. So they used a lot of this. I remember So when the printing press came and people were starting to have access to the Bible and access to all these type of books and literature, people were starting to get knowledgeable and educated and informed, and started to realize that they no longer had to live as slaves, but they could actually maybe do something else and use their skills and the creative gifts that God put inside of them to go and live a life of joy and peace. But that doesn't actually work for the people that enslave you, because now they don't have slaves working for them, so they lose money. And all of a sudden, the slaves start to wake up to what these leaders have been doing to them all this time. And they're like, wow, you've like actually had us in prison and treated us unfairly and wrong. And actually, the Word of God says that you're not to do that. And so these people started to understand that how they were living is, how they were being treated is the wrong way. And so they started to wake up to the reality that these people, what they're telling us is wrong, and we want to, you know, this is saying this way and they're doing this and it's completely wrong. And also back then, when they used to talk out loud, it was always reading aloud. There was never reading in silence. Reading in silent never was a thing that happened. It was always reading aloud, because they knew that when you read aloud, your spirit, which is inside of you, was mixed with the word that you were speaking. And because it carries a vibration and it's performed, right? You know the words, and they say abracadabra. It's like your words go and they perform and they create your life. That is true. And the spirit that's in within you will carry that word and do it. Now, not everybody holds the Holy Spirit. A lot of them hold the spirit of death. So when they speak out these words to you, it's putting a spirit of death upon your life instead of a spirit of life. Right, so that's when they put a spirit of death upon you, you actually become condemned and full of death, and you go out there and you just try to slave away and try to make ends meet and try to make it, but you've been given a spirit of death upon your life with the words that are actually meant to bring you life. Now, it's not that the words are wrong, it's that the spirit in the person that's administering the words are wrong. And that's where the trickery has happened, because so many of these vessels are carrying the spirit of death. All the ministers in the churches, every person that's sitting there thinking they're a theologian out there these days. I mean, it's all just, it's fraud, and it's not the truth. And so they used to, so these words, so when people started to get, you know, people, I mean, come on, when you're a slave back then, and you are praying for, if there's a God, help me God. I mean, you really want to be free. You're a slave. You're being treated terribly. You really want God. God knows your heart. He can hear you. Your spirit inside of you wants him, right? So you're real. You're real. You're not like these fake ones that are trying to control and manipulate and use the spirit of death to control you. You genuinely want God, right? And so your spirit inside is real and it's righteous, right? And so then once they started to get a hold of these words and start to speak them out loud, because that was just what you did, you read aloud, their words were starting to create a different life for them, because these words were true and their spirit was in right standing. It was correct, right? They actually wanted God. They weren't liars and cheats and manipulative, horrible people. These poor slaves were creating words and creating a life and an atmosphere that was actually demolishing this system that these leaders had built by using the spirit of death to control. And so all of a sudden what had happened is they decided that now we're not going to talk out loud anymore. So they just put it out there as a rule. Okay, these elite said, no more talking aloud. Too many people are talking aloud now. Now we're going to talk silently. We're going to read silently. When we read silently, it's better because it doesn't affect the next person next to us. And then, you know, everybody gets to be able to read and enjoy themselves, you know. And it's better, isn't it, that way, isn't it? Right, 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 right. And if they say it enough, you start to believe it and you're like, yeah, actually, that does make sense. Let's all just do that instead. And that's what dumb sheep do. They follow these ridiculous ideas that these idiots put out, and so you just start to believe them and you do it just because somebody else has said to do it. You stop thinking for yourself, right? Or if there's enough people that say to do something, you go and do it because it looks right and you don't want to look wrong or you don't want to look different. Because what happened when you look different? What happened when you did something against the social norm? You were outcasted. So there's trickery in every area, even the ones now that they think they're going social, the socialists, they think they're going against the grain, they think they're going against the masses, they're even deceived in their own thinking because that's even allowed. So if it's allowed, that means there's trickery and deception in there. You're not free, you just think you are, and they give you a little bit to make you feel like you are, right? But it's when it comes as Jesus, the word of God, they'll persecute you and they'll put you on a cross and they will kill you. So it doesn't come for free, it's a price. You pay a price for your freedom, right? It's true. But they go ahead. We don't care. People like me who have just gone through hell their entire life, who've been dragged through the dirt, spat on, kicked in, just destroyed and demolished, and there's just been nothing left. You don't even care about your life anymore. Do you think those people care? Those people who I'm talking to now, do you think we care? No, we don't care. We've lost everything. We don't give a shit anymore. There's nothing else you can do to us that hasn't already been done to us by Satan. So come at us. Come with all you got. You know what I mean? And we're not afraid. We're not afraid to whatever. We'll go anyone. We don't care. There's nothing left. There's nothing left that you can use against us to use fear and intimidation and control against us to try and take our lives from us so you can control us. It's a free-for-all. God says that this is for everybody. Not just for the people that can read, not just for the people that have an education, not just for the people that can afford it. This is a free-for-all for absolutely everyone, and in particular those who are in slavery and in bondage to those elite people. So they started to read silently. Okay, so now their words aren't going out and being performed and people aren't doing it. It's not as powerful, it's not as productive. And so the ones that are still speaking aloud, who are they? They're the ones that have the power, right? So they're the ones who can now purchase radio airtime, or the ones who can purchase television airtime, the ones who can speak publicly in open places, the ones who are in leadership positions and in elite positions. They have the power to speak, right? So their spirit that's inside of them, that's obviously death because everybody's in slavery, is speaking out these words, and those words are going out and creating the society that you are expected to be a part of. And then you're always feeling condemned. You're always feeling like you can't be free. Why? Because everything around you has been built that way. You are the one that needs to get your spirit in line with the Holy Spirit, which it is. Because if you want him, he's there. That's it. You just come into alignment and agreement with him and it's done. It's no trickery to it. It's just, I want you, God, from my heart. Help me and let's do this. And then you speak his words out and he changes your atmosphere. He changes your nation. He changes your cities and he changes the people around you. People start getting set free if you stand in it, but you don't fall to Mammon, you don't go back into Babylon, you don't go back into the churches, because every time you go in there, they're speaking dead words over you. I don't care if they know the Bible inside out and back to front. If their spirit isn't the Holy Spirit, which their eyes are burning bright lights, then they're liars and they're cheats and they've come in the wrong way, right? They haven't come through the sheepfold, they haven't come through the gate of Jesus, because if you come through Jesus and you speak these words, you die. You die to yourself. You were crucified. You go through the cross, and everything that's not of God gets burnt out of you. And not just this fake burning that they've got going on in Christianity. They just pretend they're all burnt out, but then try and go back out and have a ministry. No, not that at all. That's fake and it's an abomination. The whole thing's coming down. Not one leader's going to be standing in this last day. This is the day of the Lord and it is the end. It is completely finished for these false leaders. People like me and you are coming up. We are rising up and we are taking our place exactly where we're meant to be. We have nothing to lose. We have nothing to fear. We have nothing. We don't care about anything. We're not here to gain anything except setting our brothers and sisters free and letting them know the truth that they no longer have to live that system. You don't have to work your ass off until you're burnt out to 60, 70 years old. You have nothing to show for it and then you just die and go to hell. I mean, what do they want from us? That's what they want for you. God doesn't want that for you. We don't have to live like that, and we won't be living like that. I'm certainly not living like that. They can go fuck themselves. I don't give a fuck who they are. I don't give a fuck who they are. Bring me the biggest leader in Christianity. I'll knock him flying for six, mate. He doesn't know who he's dealing with. He can go fuck himself. I'm telling you right now. You want to sit there and play pretty games, like as if you can carry a conference all around them. Oh, calling. Oh, mandate. Like, oh, knock your head off your shoulders. You don't even know. I'm telling you now, we're sick of these people. They want to put people under religion constantly to try to control them and put people under religion. You're meant to replicate your ministry inside of people, but you can't do that unless you have the anointing, because it's by the anointing. It's by the Holy Spirit. And he breathe into the person you're talking to and they come to life. And then they go and fulfill the vision that God's called them to. Not fulfill the vision that God's called you to. No, this is my vision. This is my calling. This is what I'm doing for God, right? But these people aren't doing that. They've got stadiums full and ministries full of these people, dogs begging for a crumb. Feed me the crumbs off the table. But nobody's going any further than that. You can't take anyone further than what you've gone. You need to be able to go through yourself. And these people aren't brave to go through. I mean, are they really going to let their whole system that they've built in Babylon fall to the ground? Are they going to come out of everything that they've built up for themselves? Because it's in their own strength. If God builds it, you don't give a shit. He can burn it. Because seriously, I mean, there's nothing. Like, God doesn't. If he's done it, it's going to stand. If you've built it, it's going to fall. And that's okay, because you don't want it. You want God. And the real people that truly want God will come into full leadership now, and they're going to lead in these end days. And these liars, these people that have been treating everybody like dogs, they're the ones that are going to be, they're going to come off their, they're gone. They won't lead anymore. There's a whole new leadership in the body of Christ. There's a whole new leadership on the entire earth. This is a sovereign rule and reign of God across the entire earth. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can shake it. Nothing can pull it down. God, they're dealing with God now. Father God, Yahweh. And this is it. Nobody can do anything about this anymore. This is it. So if you're hearing this message, you're chosen to come into leadership now in these end days. You will come through the cross of Christ. You will rule and reign by your spirit life. Your spirit life will rule and reign, because life overpowers death. They're death, where is sting? Where is death? Death has no hold on me, right? The power of death has no hold on me. I've overcome death. It's under my feet. And now death has to obey my words, which are life. And so it doesn't matter who they are, they have to obey my words, because their spirit is in subjection to my spirit, because I'm carrying Father God and they're not. So they don't have any place. They will die off, or they will come in. It is that simple. There's no other way. Most of them will die off, because they're going to be so... It's going to be terrible for them to realize that they've been serving themselves this entire time, while generations have been going to hell and they've done nothing about it. because all they cared about was building a ministry or building a platform or building a name or and just ruling the world out there. I mean, the Christians have no excuse. They have no excuse. They have the Word of God. They have Jesus. They are meant to be setting people free, but they have fallen. They have fallen to the world. Why? Because the Holy Spirit has left them. They don't have the power of God inside of their buildings at all. It is all just smokes and mirrors. And all it is now they all support one another. Okay, now if I'm a big leader and I look like I'm supporting an entire religion, then I look like I'm good. Because we support each other, so it hasn't fallen. It's all okay. Keeping it all in place. Everyone's getting a little bit here, a little bit there. Let's all network and keep it all going. No, but you know what God's going to do? Bang. Gone. There's a whole new leadership coming up who are walking with God, the manifested sons of God, and it's going to be glorious for those who want life and love life, and it's going to be terrible for those who love death, because it says they're going to look for death and they won't be able to find it. That's what it says. They will want to die, but they won't be able to. That's going to be the worst time of their life. And people like me are going to be ruling over people like that. The people that they're going to... What? That? I mean, they don't have anything, right? Who are you? I'll tell you who I am. Let God tell you who I am. I don't need to tell you who I am. I don't need to tell you anything. I'm talking to people here that are going to be coming up, the same people that are coming up and being raised up by God. People that want life. People that are not going to work their fingers to the bone until they die. The wages of sin are death, okay? That world is sin. Why? It's not bad. People are like, oh, it must be just all these bad things I do. And then they try to make you feel like those things that you're doing are all sin. No, sin is separation from God. It's a distraction, and everything that's out there tries to keep you busy and your mind full of everything, so it can't be full of the river, can't be full of God. You don't have time to think about God while you're out there getting abused by your boss 24/7 and then using the rest of your time to volunteer in church or volunteer in the community or whatever it else that you might be doing to try and make yourself feel like you're doing something good for society. It's all bullshit. And then you're taking drugs and using alcohol or smoking or doing something to fucking control this bullshit that's going on in your head because you just can't deal with it anymore. Right? It's all lies. It's all fake. And it's all going down. It's all going down. And the Christianity was never caught. It wasn't Christianity back in the day. Isaiah prophesied of the day of the coming of the Messiah, right? Isaiah is a prophet from the Old Testament. And if you read the book of Isaiah, you'll see that everything points to Jesus. And he was saying there's this one that's going to come. Okay, it's the way. The prophets all walked in the way of the Lord. They all walked in the way. They didn't follow a man or a religion. The prophets were on their own. They didn't have big followings. The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, and the excellence of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong and do not fear. Do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with recompense of God, and he will come and he will save you. Okay, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped, and the lame shall leap like a deer and the tongue of the dumb sing. For water shall burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall be a pool and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of jackals where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there and a road. And it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. And whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, no, nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. And it shall not be there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. And they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. So it's the way of the Lord. It was always called the way because it was the way to the truth. It was the way out. It was the way out of slavery, the way out of bondage, the way out of sin, the way out of being separated from God, the way out of being bombarded with a billion pieces of information constantly at your head to try to tell you to do this, to do that. This is the way to freedom. But the Christians have actually tried to use that to bottle it and to keep it over here and sell it instead of giving you the way. Because if they gave you the way, you would be set free into your own mission, into your own vision. You would know the way. Right? And it says you'll be, he says you'll be free, the oppressor. Where are we? You will not be oppressed anymore. You won't be under any more obligation. This is what it says in scripture. I mean, this is scripture, guys. And they know this is true. Now, if they speak this to you with the spirit of life, it will come upon you and it will be true, right? And you'll be completely set free. If they speak it to you with the spirit of death, you'll just come under more condemnation and more death, and you just won't know how to get free because it hasn't been preached. Isaiah 58:6, to let oppressed ones go free, it says. Free, kof she. Okay, in Exodus, it says, he shall go as a free man without payment. Without payment, free from slavery, free from slavery, free from obligations, free from working and slaving away in Babylon, free in Israel. True Israelites are those who are on the way. A true Israelite is one who has been redeemed by the blood of God, been redeemed by the Holy Spirit, and now they are on the way. That's a true Israelite, and you won't find many of them in the land. He says, I look for these ones, and I've looked through them all, and not many have had faith like you have had. Free in Israel. Free in Israel. No more debts. Okay, the wages for you now are life. Not dead. Not death. Life. Free from Roman rule. Free from the enslavement that the Romans have put upon the people out there in the world. Enslave you to sin to keep you completely separated from God, to try to keep you there. Because if you get free, you'll set other people free. So they and every time you get a little bit free, there's something there to try to trick you, to say, ah, this is, you're free, look, here you go. Ah, look, you're free, here you go. You look, you're free, here you go. So every time you come out of a little bit, you come out a little bit, get a little bit more freedom, there's always going to be something there to try to tempt you, to say, hey, this is your reward, you got free, here's your reward, take it, right? And what it does is it entraps you again. And now you're on another little path to try and find another little way, right? It's all trickery. Believe none of it. You got to keep going and keep going and let nothing hold you back. Come out of every system, come out of every area of prison that they've tried to capture your mind in. Okay, the whole system, everywhere you look out there, there's something trying to tell you something. It's a prison, prison planet. And it's not the way. The way is freedom. But many find the broad road to destruction, right? But these people don't know how to give you freedom. These ones that are preaching, they're not preaching the truth. They're not preaching the gospel because they don't have it themselves. They're trying. They're how they want to. But they haven't paid the price. They haven't come out of the systems. If you can't come out of the whole system, then you're not going to ever hear the truth. You got to come all the way out. And you'll hear it with these words. This will set your spirit free. You'll be completely set free if you can listen to these words. Not many people will be able to listen to them, though, because they're not of the world. And when you've only known the world your whole life, it's scary to come into freedom because you don't know it. It looks different and you're scared of everything that they've taught you for how many years. If you leave, you're going to do this and do that. But we are free, right? Because of Jesus. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness in the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Our Lord. Thank you for it, God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's find this other one. For he who has died and has been freed from sin, knowing this, that the old man has been crucified with him in the body of sin, might be done away with, and that we should no longer be slaves of sin, like the body of sin. What's the body of sin? The body of the world, the people. We're the body of Christ, right? So we're set free from God. The true body of Christ. There's probably about 20 of us in the earth. And the real, the body of the world, encaptured in sin. They're separated from God because they're so busy in their minds trying to work themselves up, work their lives up. Right, working 9 to 5, coming home, going to sleep, trying to please their husband. The wife's tired. The wife's, you know, stressing out. There's all these problems going on in their lives. You know, then there's always a fix there to try and fix it. There's no real freedom. There's no coming out. You know, you've got to completely come out of that body of sin, that body of the world that's separated from God, and they're busy. The over here is the true body of Christ, not the churches. They've now become the world. They have fallen away. The great falling away, they have completely fallen away. And that's the truth, the word of God. They have fallen away. They have gone away. They've gone the way of the world. They have not come into the glory. They have not come into the true freedom of God. But the manifested sons of God right now in this earth are walking in true freedom, and they have nothing else to lose. They've had everything thrown at them their whole lives, that the only thing that they want is life. They don't care about anything else. It's never been about money for them. It's been about freedom. But they've have thought that the money is what gives them freedom, because that is the way the world is built. But he says the wages for sin, so working out there in a sinful world, is death. And you see it over and over again. Everyone dying at 70, 80, 90 years old, dying. They're not living. They're not going any further. They're not living eternally forever in an immortal body, because they don't even believe that, because that seems so far-fetched, because no one's done it. But they have done it. It has happened in the Bible. They used to do it all the time before they got entrapped in the world of sin, which is a separation from God. Really walking in the way takes courageous boldness, because you don't care anymore what people think about you. I mean, they don't care about you anyway. They actually don't care about you anyway. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So here, it's over here. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. So, why aren't we walking in, why are we still walking in a spirit of bondage in the church? People out there are walking in bondage constantly, like they can't say this, they can't say that, they can't do this. They're worried about how people are going to look at them, how people are going to think about them. Where are they going to get their meal from? What happens to their business if they actually speak up to this person? What's going to happen to their ministry if they actually say this to this leader that's trying to control them? People are just walking in fear constantly. That is a spirit of bondage. That is not the spirit of God. That's a wrong spirit. It's a spirit of death that's been placed upon them, and they're too scared to leave it. But those who have already experienced death and hell in the world are coming now into this spirit of freedom, and they're just going to rise straight up into the spirit of freedom, the spirit of God. And by that spirit, they will cry, Abba, Father. And they'll walk in the complete freedom of the Son of God on the earth right now, and they'll rule and reign over the entire earth. Those leaders will be under our feet, because they are death. So all of death are under our feet. We will lead a brand new body, a brand new earth, heaven on earth by you. Your leadership. If you can hear this message in these words, you're the new leader of in the earth, carrying righteousness, carrying the Spirit of God. You're going to be doing this. And it might seem pretty like, yeah, right, but it's the truth. And I promise you that. And it's glorious, because they don't deserve. You know, you're not going to be enslaved anymore. You can't go back into slavery once you've heard this type of a message. So you'll be completely set free. Thank you for it, God. So just keep going higher, drinking the spirit. Not worrying about anyone. I mean, they're scared of crystals because it's, you know, they call it from the devil. That's how messed up they are. They don't even know who the devil is. But you do, because you've had him control your life your whole life. You know what it's like for hell. You know what it's like to be from under the devil. So these stupid things don't, you know. You know that this is going to give you energy because you know it holds energy. You know that it holds God in it because he's in all things and through all things, it says in scripture. So obviously he's in me, he's in you, he's in this, he's in everything, because he makes everything and nothing comes into being without him. He's the one that brings everything into being. You don't have any paranoia about anything. Nothing can harm you, nothing can hurt you. He said you can drink anything and it won't poison you, right? That's what he says in scripture. Nothing can hurt you because of who's inside of you. You have that living spirit living in you. You're there, the words that you are speaking out into all the earth, and nothing can come against that word. Everything comes under submission to the spirit of life. All those things, all those people that are walking in the spirit of death, now they come into submission to your spirit. You rule over them. You rule, but you don't rule like a nasty taskmaster like these leaders have been, because you've been through it and you know what that's like. You're actually leading to set people free. You're actually speaking liberty and freedom into people so they can rise up and have their vision and their dreams come to fulfillment because of the spirit that you carry. So it doesn't come for free, but it doesn't come for free because there's a price to pay, because these people will come against you for it, but you don't care about them because they don't care about you. You only care about the Lord, and you do his words and you speak his words into all the earth, and it sets the entire nation free. There'll be no more of this ridiculous crap that's going on this earth. This is ridiculous. People have to live under this type of slavery system for 2,000 years when we got free 2,000 years ago and we're still in slavery. Come on. Who's going to stand up? You are. So get yourself some citrine for some wealth, and I guarantee you wealth will manifest in your life. Just toke it or whatever, smell it. If you want some perfume, for a new perfume, it's beautiful perfume, all natural. It's not full of chemicals, so if you want some of that, just let me know. And get onto my website or email me for these oils. And I will see you guys next time. Amen.